This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Welcome to hour number two. We've got a big one for you tonight, friends. An epic ladies' lounge. If you missed hour one, go get the podcast. Available everywhere. Podcasts are available, Spotify, Apple, Audible, Amazon, TuneIn, iHeart, you name it. Just search Kevin McCullough Radio, Radio Night Live, you'll find it for tonight's date and hour one. Hour number two, we have got a very special guest tonight. Monica Crowley is back with us, Dr. Monica Crowley. She will be making an enormous announcement about something that she has just begun, and I think you're going to really benefit from it. Looking forward to having her announce that. And then a little bit later on, Elle Reynolds is going to be with us. This is the first time Elle has been a part of the Kevin McCullough platform of any kind, Kevin McCullough Radio, Radio Night Live, the podcast, etc. And she's got some very interesting thoughts on items related to the Ukraine-Russia conflict as it is ongoing. And then, of course, back on the music spotlight stage before we're done, Ashley Cook, with her hit from about a year ago, Jealous of the Sky. We'll look forward to that. Now, tonight, two American energy groups have announced that they are targeting the administration over its dismissal of domestic oil and gas production, one with a five-figure ad purchase and another whose president will offer testimony before a Senate committee next week. Now, why are they doing this? Well, the American Energy Alliance launched a five-figure ad campaign against President Biden and his administration, saying that they are sending mixed signals when it comes to energy production in America. The ad, which is titled, Which Is It?, features remarks from Biden Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm and U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry, when they both dismissed oil production in the United States and compares those statements to more recent remarks that they have made regarding the importance of increasing oil supply. So which is it? The advertisement asks. I think that the average American's asking that question too. So which is it? Are we gonna play footsies with the environmental greenies that want to make us fear something that we don't need to fear? This idea that the planet's going to burn up because we're driving our cars. The ad will be televised in D.C., Arizona, California, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Washington this next week as Americans continue to feel the pain at the pump. How much is gas where you are, by the way? Just curious. We're knocking on $5 in the New York tri-state area now per gallon. Pretty tough. A year ago, it was $1.50 to $1.80 less per gallon. Just want you to remember that. 2 years ago, it was even more. In a statement released this week, Thomas Pyle, president of the American Energy Alliance, claimed the administration has, quote, done everything possible to strangle domestic energy production. Friends, if you don't recognize this as even a part of what we've done to allow Putin to invade Ukraine. Invasions are very expensive. When oil goes above $80 a gallon, Putin starts making a lot of money, or he did, from the countries that were buying oil from him. Did you know that before the Biden administration came into power, we were energy positive? We were exporting energy supplies to other countries, liquid natural gas, oil. We were actually making money for the United States by helping other countries not depend on Russia for their oil supply. And now, we could have the chance to do it again. The rest of the world has said they're going to cut off Russia as their oil supply. But we are still not increasing production. Kev, how can you say that? How do you know? Well, it's easy. The current president, Mr. Biden, shut down the Keystone Pipeline. That wasn't online yet, Kev. I know, but we have to make progress towards it being online. And then he canceled all the land leases for people to drill legally on government properties throughout North America. He did that when we sit on more domestic energy supply than any single country on planet Earth right now. So if we have the most energy to be able to use, why is it costing us more than ever to pay for it, to put into our cars, homes, etc.? This is a question that the administration is not being forced to ask, being forced to answer from the media, and they deserve to be. They should be accounting for their actions, particularly when just 2 years ago we were cash flow positive on energy for this country. Why are you paying double, triple the amount for a gallon of gas than you did 2 years ago? Because this administration has purposely made it one of their goals to make it more expensive for you to do exactly that. This isn't by accident. This is all self-inflicted. This was part of the grand master reset. We are going to make the American public sour on domestic energy production so that they will then buy electric cars. I don't know what their fascination with electric cars is, but the left totally has this very ideal viewpoint of what electric cars should be. And they say all the time, well, if you can't afford the gasoline, buy an electric car. Okay. How many of you, let's just see poll of hands tonight, how many of you have the ability to buy a $70,000 electric vehicle? Yep. Nope. On average, because everything else is more expensive too. When you increase the cost of energy, all of a sudden your groceries get more expensive. All of a sudden, a lot of other things that you do get more expensive. Because everything that depends on product to be shipped from A to B depends on energy to get that product from A to B. So if you just want to feed your family the same amount of groceries this month that you did a year ago this month, it's going to cost you a lot more simply because of the gas prices that he has insisted will be more expensive because he's intentionally shortened the supply and created a crisis around how you can power your home and car. By the way, last little secret about the whole go buy an electric car thing. The electric grids that supply our electricity that you would be storing up into your battery for your car every night when you park it in your driveway and you plug it in so you can go in and enjoy the evening. That electricity on most of the grids across North America is powered by coal. It's the dirtiest energy that we have. So if we want to create a, quote, clean environment, his solution is burn the dirtiest energy that we have in order to do that. You know what's not nearly as dirty? Oil that's refined into gasoline. You know what's even cleaner than that? Renewable natural gas. And we have tons of it. And we could convert cars to it. You can convert heating supplies for buildings and other things. They don't care. So that's why this ad, five figures in total, is going to start airing across those 12 states. Because the Biden administration has lied to you about what is really the cause of the cost of your energy going up. And in the process of lying to you about that, they believe that they've tricked you into supporting their new agenda, which would burn even dirtier sources of energy long term. So, that's where we're at. The ad will go up this week, and then the head of the American Energy Alliance will be testifying before the Senate. And they'll be saying in that meeting that the president is attempting to shift blame for high gas prices away from his climate change policies and put them on other things. And you've already seen that. Because the president has said in recent days, oh, this is a Putin's gas price tax hike. No. Gas prices were already far and above what they were before he took office. And it's because he shut down all of the natural supplies where we would get energy. And friends, he could turn it on just as easy as he's turned it off. Let the leases begin drilling again. Turn on the pipeline. Start selling it to the European countries. Make a difference so that you can save some money in your pocket. It would help him politically. He's choosing not to do it. And that's where he's at. And that's where we're at tonight. Kevin McCullough, huge hour with us straight ahead. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. We have, for the last 9 years in this part of the broadcast here on the weekend, dedicated it as a safe space for a place for conversation to take place in that doesn't take place in a lot of other places. And that conversation includes the voices of accomplished women. We call it the Ladies Lounge, but the idea is to have as many gifted minds that happen to be female add their voice to the conversation and to amplify it on some level, because talk radio has, for the vast majority of its existence, been male-dominated, male-programmed, male-talented. Most of the talents have been men, and as a result, they've attracted a mostly male audience, which doesn't really even spend as much money as the advertisers would like. So I thought, hey, why not include that other whole half of the conversation that's not even being heard? Now, one of the major exceptions to all of that is my guest tonight. She is a talented talk radio host in her own right, and did so for many years here in New York City before going and manning the Treasury Department as the associate or as the assistant secretary of the Treasury with Mr. Mnuchin. And she did all that she could to make our economy a better place to live while she was there. Dr. Monica Crowley, it is always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for being back.
Kevin, thank you so much for having me. It is always a joy to join you, and that is the most fantastic introduction I think maybe I've ever gotten, so thank you so much.
I don't know about that. I just know when I moved to New York, you were working weekends for my boss, Phil Boyce. He was your boss at the time at WABC, and your show every weekend was one of the things that I just, if I was doing anything, puttering around the house, I had the radio on, and I was listening to what Dr. Crowley had to say. Let's stay on the topic of women just for a second. Jen Psaki, you covered this week on your podcast, decided to announce that she's leaving the White House. Now, this isn't particularly new. I mean, I think Trump went through three or four press secretaries in the course of the time of the one term that he was there. It's a tough job. You're up early. You're in bed late. You're doing whatever the commander-in-chief needs of you to get the messaging out. But at the end of the day, I think that Jen Psaki, and I know that I'm going to sound terrible in saying this, especially considering the intent of this conversation, but she wasn't very good at her job. And I always thought that it was an amazingly kind of shallow experience to watch one of her news briefings. Monica, you've been in that situation. Am I wrong?
And I did serve as the Treasury Department spokesperson, so I do know that being in that position is usually very difficult, because it's like drinking from a fire hose, and you've got every media outlet coming at you with a list of questions, 20 questions long, and then one of the stunts that they usually pull is they'll send you the request at 3:30, and they say, my deadline's in an hour, and here are 100 questions for you to answer that we're going to incorporate in our piece. So the job is inherently very difficult when you're in the White House and the press secretary, even more so. But I will say this about Jen Psaki. The job is easier when you're representing a Democratic president versus a Republican one. And it's even easier when you've got the entire White House press corps on your side and unwilling to challenge you, unwilling to pose really difficult questions. I mean, in that case, the job is maybe not a breeze, but the job is a lot easier than when you're representing a Republican president and the entire White House press corps is extremely hostile to you. So she is now going to leave. She is going to host a show on MSNBC, which I thought she was doing this entire time. But I guess it was a very good training for what she's going to do over at MSNBC. Look, these jobs are grueling, as I said, and this is why with any president, when you're at a very high level in government, people stay a year, maybe 2 years, and then they leave and go back to the private sector. But in her case, you know, she's just basically taking the show that she did from the White House podium and transferring it on camera at a different place.
And let's not pretend that that doesn't happen. I mean, Sean Spicer and Kayleigh McEnany both got gigs in TV following their stint with the Trump administration.
Right.
But I would say one significant difference in those two operations, one is the kind of command of the knowledge of the facts that the Trump press secretaries always seem to have. I mean, I remember Kayleigh walking out with a notebook that was literally, it looked like an accordion. It was so jammed with information. And no matter where the question would come across, she could flip to it, hit the fact, deliver it, and be on with it. The difference in that and this administration, at least from my vantage point, is that this administration seems to engage in gaslighting a lot. They tell the U.S. people that the facts are one thing, when in reality, we taxpayers know them to be the exact opposite. And so I think kind of in that universe where you're not really being held accountable for what you say, you can kind of get away with doing whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly, because you're also not going to be challenged by the press corps that is charged with covering you and holding you accountable. They just simply don't do it because they're all on the same side.
Yeah.
You know, the press corps in this country is like the left's and the Democratic Party's Knights Templar. They're there to protect and defend them at all costs. They're willing to die for the cause. And you know what, too? I mean, and this is how brazen they've all gotten in terms of their ideological agenda and their activism, Kevin. They will now present a lie, and they've been doing this for years, but it's even more so. They will present a lie, they will bury the truth, and then when the truth comes out, they simply move on. No apologies, no retractions, no accountability, no heads rolling. No, back in the day, if a journalist made a significant mistake, that journalist was gone, never to work in journalism again. Now it's just ho-hum, nothing to see here, and they move on. Well, the country is not well served by that. You know, the founding fathers always talked about a free and open press that would hold the powers that be accountable. That's how you keep a healthy republic. But what we have now is that the propaganda press is simply an arm of the Democratic Party. It's an arm of the left. It's an arm of the Great Reset. They're all on the same page. So literally everything that they push out, with a few exceptions, but most of what you see and read is pure propaganda for the left.
No, there's no doubt about that. And that touches on almost everything that you could talk about in today's culture, whether it's the economy, the energy crisis, even how we've responded to the war in Ukraine and what has happened with Putin, and how we kind of like single-handedly paid him to prepare for this war. I mean, Monica, let's talk about that for a second. Energy. And what we did in shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and shutting off the spigots here on land leases for drillers that have been operating cleanly in the United States, the Biden administration basically declared war on our primary sources of energy. Whereas when you guys left the White House in the Trump years, you guys left us with booming profits from our energy sector as we were selling it to our friends and partners abroad that needed it. And when we suddenly no longer had that market, not only did we lose that revenue, but we created a vacuum by which Vladimir Putin was able to begin to sell and peddle his wares. And we were one of his customers. I mean, this is crazy stuff.
It's unbelievable. But you know what? Whether we're talking about energy, Kevin, or anything else, stop looking for a logical answer. Stop looking for a logical explanation.
You keep telling me that. I'm going to have to listen to you.
I know.
We're speaking with Dr. Monica Crowley.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
$300 million worth of weapons and other machinery is being sent to Ukraine from the Pentagon. Switchblade drones, laser-guided rocket systems, and non-standard machine guns are included in the package. The U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, so says the Pentagon. and that was since the beginning of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian forces are making inroads near Kyiv as Russians continue to fail in taking the capital city. The British Defense Ministry tweeting their latest intelligence report, which says as Kremlin forces withdraw, Ukrainian forces advance. The report also notes that Ukraine has retaken several villages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed Friday that Russian forces are planting landmines throughout Ukraine, making it difficult for civilians to navigate the country. He's urging everyone to move forward carefully. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back. It is Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, some 300 radio stations coast to coast, two television networks watching this, Biz TV over the air and Salem News Channel, the brand new over-the-top the streaming channel. You can get it on your Apple, your Roku, your Amazon Fire, apps downloadable for your phones, and just plain old good old internet, SalemNewsChannel.com, every Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Thanks for being here. Dr. Monica Crowley is my guest in tonight's Ladies Lounge. And, Monica, since you've been out of the White House, and I think I've probably personally asked you this maybe about three dozen times, but I think people have wondered, are you going to be back in kind of some sort of media role where you're going to facilitate conversation and get people thinking like you used to do when you were doing talk radio here in New York? You have some good news for everybody on that front.
I do, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about it because I'm so excited about it, Kevin. So, you know, over the years, I've been approached by a number of different organizations and companies to launch a podcast. And in fact, the first person who approached me, it was probably about 6 or 7 years ago when podcasting was brand new, and he presented the idea to me, and I just didn't get it. I didn't get it. Technology and I are not friends anyway, so I couldn't process what he was encouraging me to do. So I set it aside, and then over the years, I'd been approached by others to do it as well, and I just never felt like the timing was right. Now, however, I was reapproached by a number of different companies, and I felt like the timing wasn't just right, but necessary for me to go out there and do this, because I've spent my entire career fighting for this country that I love so much. America has been so good to me and to my family over many generations, and I've spent my entire life and career fighting for America. But what's different now is that it seems to be that we are really at a tipping point, and we need to redouble our efforts to man the ramparts and save America, and frankly, the Western world, Western civilization, freedom around the world. And so I really felt like the time was right now for me to step up and do a podcast and do a show that I've always wanted to do, which is focused on America first, American liberty, economic freedom, all of the issues that made this country great, and all of the policies and ideology that made this country great, that is now under assault, not just from within, but from without as well. There are massive transnational, transhumanist impulses and strategies and policies coming down on the West, coming down on the United States, squeezing us in an effort to destroy this country and bring about the Great Reset, bring about essentially a one-world government and a one-world economic system under the globalists.
Yeah.
And so the time is very desperate, and that's why I wanted to launch the Monica Crowley podcast, which you can subscribe to on every podcast platform, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever your platform of choice is, go there. Monica Crowley podcast, subscribe, and don't miss a minute of it.
Yeah, I love that. And Monica, I couldn't be... You couldn't be more spot on in terms of the timing and the need for it than right now. I mean, the White House came out this week and actually endorsed schools having the opportunity to groom children away from parents. They actually came out and said gender reassignment surgery for little kids is something that they are recommending. Never seen this before.
Yeah. And I actually talked about it this week on my podcast because I launched this week, and I spent some time talking about Disney in particular. I'm sitting right now in the great state of Florida, which is a free state and a beacon of hope and light under Governor DeSantis. And DeSantis showed fearless, principled leadership in pushing back on Disney and so many other woke corporations that are all part of this Great Reset by saying, no, we're going to actually pass and put into law legislation to protect the tiniest among us, the most vulnerable, kindergarten through third grade. You will not be allowed in the state of Florida to sexually indoctrinate these children. Look, it's all about when we talk about the Great Reset and the transnational strategies coming down on us to destroy the country and destroy the West, it is about destroying the nuclear family.
Yeah.
So if you can sexually confuse a kindergartner or a first grader, well, you're well on your way to having a confused adult that's just going to go along and comply with whatever they want or whatever they're being told. So to me, this is outrageous. I mean, the left is institutionalizing child abuse. And Kevin, to me, if this is not the hill to die on or a hill to die on, I don't know what is.
Well, Kevin McCullough listeners are well familiar with podcasts. So friends, as you have heard Monica describe it tonight, just if you're already over there and you're already getting the KMC podcast, just click on Monica Crowley, add it to your queue, and then get it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monica Crowley, it couldn't be a better night to have you on the show. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's always my pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. We continue. L. Reynolds joins me from The Federalist coming up next.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us and very glad to have my next guest who is making her debut appearance here at any of the radio properties of Kevin McCullough. We are glad to welcome almost all of the Federalist contributors from time to time, but we've never spoken with editor Elle Reynolds before, and she has written a couple of very interesting pieces in recent days about what it exactly means to both oppose Putin, but also not be in favor of putting our forces in harm's way. And she joins us now from the nation's capital. Elle, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me.
So the title of one of your pieces, and I'm summarizing because I don't have it in front of me, is something along the lines of, you're not pro-Putin if you're anti-World War III. My question is there anybody that really thinks that that's the case?
I think there definitely is, and we've seen that coming from some of the biggest names in the corporate media. the New York Times published in February an op-ed titled How the American Right Stopped Worrying and Learned to Love Russia. And then last week we saw another New York Times piece saying Russia and far-right Americans find common ground with Ukraine war. Mm. And then we saw The View's Anna Navarro suggest that the DOJ should investigate Tucker Carlson and former Representative Tulsi Gabbard for challenging the groupthink that the media has on this. So I think we definitely are seeing that. And it's a dangerous dichotomy that bears responding to.
Well, this is going to be an interesting conversation then, because I think that I'm pretty normal for where I think the American people are at, but I may not be. So you have a chance to tell me if I'm not. I'm a product of the recent administrations that I've all lived through, and I think that Trump made the case very strongly not to get America involved in land wars, putting our troops on the ground, and he did his best not to do that while he was in office. We shot some missiles into some places. We took out some leaders when necessary, but as far as I know, we didn't start any new land wars. And his plan for leaving Afghanistan looked remarkably different than the one that they actually implemented. Having said that, Donald Trump was tough on Putin and believed that the world should be as well. So I think you can be very anti-Putin and still be pro-America, staying out of any land war in the Ukraine. So it puzzles me when I hear people like Tucker, and I like Tucker, or even Tulsi or some others, that have been, they haven't waxed what I would call truly apologetic. But there is certainly a much leaner or willingness to be a little bit more lenient with Putin at this time and stage than where we're getting the fake tough talk out of the administration. And that bothers me, too, because Putin's a bad guy. And if I talk with Russian Americans and Ukrainian Americans, they know that pretty well. What's your response?
Sure. Well, and I don't think I like Tucker, too, but I don't think you have to agree with everything he says or particularly the way that he says it in order to recognize and be frustrated by the way that the corporate media, like the New York Times and the Washington Post, have kind of latched on to this idea that everyone questioning their particular narrative, their approach to the situation in Ukraine, must be a Putin apologist. Because, like you said, there are a lot of sane people like yourself, like me, who think it's very dangerous to do what the Biden administration is doing, like Biden's call it a gaffe, call it a Freudian slip, calling for a regime change in Russia the other day.
Well, he claimed it wasn't yesterday, so I guess we're all clear on that.
but I think absolutely people should be questioning that lack of nuance and that rush to get involved in a dangerous a conflict that has the potential to spiral on a global stage even more than it already has.
Yeah. It's been interesting because in this entire conflict, I've been at odds with people that I'm normally not, and I've been seen or been accused of being friendly with people that I don't hold similar values with. And I also think there's been a great deal of misinformation about the war effort and what's going on. I don't know any American sitting here right now as we're having this conversation. I don't know of one that wants an American soldier on the ground in Ukraine. And I keep being told that we have people like that in the country. Now, if there's people that are promoting that, I'm not sure where they're at. I mean, even the Oscars, who couldn't be more pro-administration to this group than any other group, they had protests for the Ukrainian refugees, which I found to be inspiring. And I think that we do have to do what we can to help those, basically widows and orphans that are leaving Ukraine while the dads stay behind, sometimes dying and sometimes fighting, sometimes prevailing. Looks like we may have some sort of progress on that front soon. But I guess the dichotomy of whether or not we should have been in Iraq, for example, and the New York Times, and it had very clearly had its opinion about what George Bush was doing at that time. There were people that conscientiously from the beginning said, no, we need to go take him out. And there were other people that said, no, we need to stay out of there. I don't know of any Americans that are saying we need to go fight Russia in the Ukraine. But I also don't think that any of us should be giving Putin a pass on any of this because he's jailing his own people over.
Well, that's absolutely. And my point in the article that you mentioned is that people who were criticizing the administration's reckless approach to what's going on in Ukraine are not advocating for giving Putin a pass. But I think what you said about most people know, you're right, most people know it's they're not going to be able to get away with calling for American boots on the ground in Ukraine right now. But what they are calling for is a no-fly zone, which means we have to shoot down Russian planes and then the Russians will shoot back at us, which has obvious potential to escalate. They are calling for things like this that can and very well may escalate if we rush into them recklessly. So I think, and the media has been very dishonest in their polling of, they'll ask Americans, do you support a no-fly zone? And, you know, most Americans, well, sure, that's not a full-scale war, but that's doing something to help. Sure, I'll support that, without understanding the implications of what a no-fly zone imposed by NATO and imposed by the United States would mean for escalating the conflict.
See, I think those caveats make the difference. So when you say imposed by those two entities, that's a completely different thing than, say, giving the Ukraine all the Warsaw Pact materials that are in those countries that will allow them to establish, in essence, their own no-fly zone. Well, thank you so much for engaging this conversation. I really enjoyed it. You're going to be back with us.
Thank you, Kevin. I bless you. Thanks for having me.
Reader in The Federalist, friends, thefederalist.com is where you can find that, and her most recent piece about opposing World War III, but not necessarily being a Putin lover. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh,
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Ashley Cook.
Two.
Tuesday afternoon and Sunday clothes. I held it in like a soldier, too scared to let it show. They said, keep your head up, that ain't helping me at all. You get to be blue and gray. You don't mind the season change. You can shine all the time like it's just another day. Let the rain out when you feel like you wanna cry. Now you get to say hello while I gotta say goodbye. I'm jealous of the sky. Lately I just shake my fist and cuss your name out loud. While you're up there high and mighty, always looking down. And people check on me from time to time, cause it don't seem real. But you don't know where I'm coming from, cause you can't even feel. You get to be blue and gray. You don't mind the season change. You can shine all the time like it's just another day. Let the rain out when you feel like you wanna cry. Now you get to say hello while I gotta say goodbye. I'm jealous of the sky. You have to go and take mine away. You get to be blue and gray. You don't mind a season change. You can shine all the time like it's just another day. Let the rain out when you feel like you wanna cry. If I was more like you right now, I'd be alright.
Spotlight stage, and if you missed any part of our Spotlight music appearances this year, we've got the playlist for you. Go to Spotify or Apple Music and just say Radio Night Live Music Spotlight and get the playlist for free. All of the songs included are on that list. Kevin McCullough, thanking you for hanging with us for this Saturday night. We have got a lot in store.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.